This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. On the job site, did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine, broadcasting live from Melbourne Town Hall. Saturday Magazine, Macca and Tass. Our next guest is Salvatore Malatesta from Sandali, but also the founder and CEO of Sandali. And we're broadcasting from the portico of the Melbourne Town Hall, which is generosity of the City of Melbourne, but just as important, the generosity of Sonali, who've got a coffee cart down in Swanston Street outside the Town Hall, and of also supporting us this broadcast. Good morning, Sel. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, look, it's a pleasure. It's, you know, I'm a coffee junkie, and I was saying earlier, no one is more passionate about coffee than you.
Oh, well.
And, you know, it's your business, but it's also your passion, and you know, one of the other things is, you know, you're very passionate about Melbourne and what Melbourne is, and, you know, supporting things around Melbourne. And particularly, I know Tass is keen to ask this, but, you know, supporting Joy, you know, you've done that on a number
Macca,
of...
Macca, before you go there, who have you got here with you?
I know, who are these people?
Who's this? Is this your fan club or something?
So I travel with my entourage, guys, and I travel with my three children. They're 17, 15 and 13.
And so hang on, let me...
Do they have a name?
Oh, yeah, they have names. So we have Serena.
Hello, Serena.
Luca and Alexia.
So 17, 13, 15?
Yep, that's
there
right.
We go. Yeah, there we go.
And there's one more with downstairs with my wife.
Yes.
Lovely. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's great that you come with your family.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
We could ask the family whether they like coming with
Actually,
you.
To be honest, it's Luca's birthday today, so we're going to lunch at Jackalope, and I said we've got a little stop to make along the way.
Happy birthday, Luca.
Yeah, so here's a stop.
Nice. So, supporting Joy, Sel.
Yes.
Why do you do it, apart from the fact that I ask you and Fiona asks you? Why do you do it?
Well, look, Macca, the truth is I love you, and I love Fee. That was an easy yes anyway. But I also I feel pretty passionate about alternate voices in the media. And as we, in fact, I'm watching that show at the moment on Netflix or Apple or something, The Succession Plan, and it's all,
yes,
and it sort of, you know, kind of hit a nerve with how narrow what we're reading is. So anything that's an alternate voice, I encourage. So
thank you.
A big supporter of that, and obviously a big supporter of, you know, everything Joy stands for.
Well, thank you. You know, we try to be independent, and we are an alternate voice. You know, often we cover the issues that other people are too scared of or don't want to.
And I can't imagine you're too scared to cover very much.
Well, hang on, what's the badge say?
Anytime, any issue.
Anytime, any issue. Now, New Year's Day.
Yes.
I'm really fascinated by this. This is an event that, you know, you're involved in and supporting and, well, in fact, putting on. Tell us about it, because I think this is a really great way for people to spend New Year's Day rather than just being hungover and tragic and messy.
So 11 years ago, we started opening that period, Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and everyone thought I was a little bit insane. But,
yep,
but because we were first to do it, I guess we now, in a sense, own that space for Melbourne. And so it's a fairly massive influx of different people coming by for brekkie. And this year, we've got a special birthday. We turned 15.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, so 15 years for a cafe is like 100 dog years, like 100 years for anyone. So we thought, why not throw something with a bit of splash? And we're having a laneway party. We've got a permit by the City of Port Phillip and the Victoria Police that's quite generous. So it's blocked off the whole lane, and we've got some super duper stars doing some amazing things. We've got
So where exactly?
Yeah, where's the lane?
So the lane is in between Coventry and York in South Melbourne. The lane is called Yarra Place.
It's I know it.
So it's where the main cafe is. And we're blocking off the whole thing. We're having a number of food providers. So we've got food by people like, you know, Curtis Stone and Andy McConnell and Shane D'Elia. We've got music by people like Ali Barter. We've got our usual fare. We're open from, this is a good bit, we're open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow.
So if you're one of the early...
That's a long day.
It's a long day. But if you've got kids or just can't sleep, come in for brekkie. And if you can sleep, come in the arvo.
Yeah.
And hopefully Melbourne delivers some weather that isn't like today.
Yes.
Oh, if it was like today, it's not so bad. It's only if it rains.
If it rains, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 28 would be good. So if we can say a communal prayer to the weather god right now, that'd be...
It is cold, Macca. Let's be honest about it.
Well, that's just because we've got no hair, Tess.
But that might be the case.
On our heads as opposed to your back.
Wow, that's an image. It is 15 degrees, Macca.
Yeah.
And so, it's quite humid, which means it feels like it's going to rain.
It does. So what sort of tucker can people expect, Sel? You know, what sort of the range? You know, so, you know, it's going for like 16 hours.
Yeah, so savoury and sweet, right? So, yep. I mean, you're starting off with a breakfast, which naturally it's an alley anyway. Yep. Turns into sort of lunch and afternoon. But then we've got a whole bunch of liquor partners, so micro distilleries like Starwood Whiskey and Patient Wolf Gin, that kind of stuff. So that's kind of cool. We've got some Vintalopa wines, artisan wines. But then we've got, in terms of desserts, we've got things like Lune Croissant doing a special flavour for us for the day. We've got Andy McConnell's doing his peanut parfait.
Yep.
So stuff like that. And then we've got our own kitchens doing our own food, but we've got a southern sort of Kentucky Fried Chicken stand as well with burgers. If it all goes to plan, it is a big undertaking.
It is.
And the first time we did this, I can say this now, was 10 years ago and it wasn't with permits. And we managed to get 5,000 people there and got a little bit in trouble. So this time we're doing it with permits.
Right.
And hopefully it goes well.
Well, you might end up with a whole lot more people this time.
Yeah, well, it's a delicate balance. You don't want too little, you don't want too many. So I'm crossing my fingers and my toes.
Well, I can't say anything nasty about the City of Port Phillip because we're moving there.
Right.
Joy's moving there to the Pride Centre. So good on them.
Well, that's good. Well, there you go.
But I live in the City of Port Phillip, Macca.
Well, despite that, we're moving to the City.
Well, this is a City of Port Phillip gathering.
It is a bit.
And as much as this is the City of Melbourne turf right now, we're supporting the City of Port Phillip's Pride Centre.
We are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I come from the People's Republic of Moreland.
Keeping it real, Macca.
Oh, yes. The Democratic Republic of Moreland.
Yeah.
So, Sel, I wanted to ask, you know, you've been, you know, worked in hospitality a very, very long time. What's the... How is business at the moment? How's it going in terms of, the number of people through the door and, you know, your general feeling? I mean, retail is being challenged at the moment.
God, this
How's hospitality? It's being challenged too?
Yeah, look, Mac, I get asked this question all the time and it's never been tougher for hospitality operators. And there are lots and lots of reasons. I mean, so for us, we're fortunate, we're institutional, we've kept our stuff together and we're doing good work. And our revenue's strong and solid. Margins have been eroded, though, and margins have been eroded through a number of factors. But, I mean, utilities used to be, you know, very little and now they're quite a lot and all that kind of jazz. So it is a tough market and there's a lot of saturation going on. There's some greedy landlords who just won't lease properties, so we've got some occupancy costs that are high and people would rather have properties empty. I mean, if you...
I don't understand that.
Want to do a drive-by a number of high streets in Melbourne, like Chapel, there's 37 unleased properties.
Yeah. Oh, look at Fitzroy Street in St Kilda.
Fitzroy Street. Oh, well, actually, I just came from there to pick up a cake and it was empty.
Mm.
So that's sort of the environment. But the other one that sort of, you know, everyone's... You know, the one that really annoys me that everyone, sort of the delivery apps, you know, they came on board in the beginning promising, to be the saviour and start off with low commission rates. Now their commission rates are pretty high and they've made...
I mean, they're making more than the person who's making the food.
Correct.
And, you know, that doesn't... And, you know, we all as consumers, you know, we're talking to Sally Capp earlier about people need to actually come into the shops and buy rather than just online.
Correct.
You know, the delivery app, sure, it's all very convenient, but, you know, we need to actually pay more for the food, but we also need to make sure the people that are delivering it are remunerated. But what's happening now is the delivery companies are earning more, you know, profit. Like, there's a straight profit.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that really bothers me. I'd love to know what the drivers are actually earning, and I'm not quite sure how they seem to navigate the various navigate the various legislation, because I think you'd find a lot of those drivers are earning very little.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, effectively they are, you know, I think they're employees, but it's a discussion for another day. Look, we're nearly out of time. I want to thank you for supporting Joy, and I encourage everyone on New Year's Day to get down to
Yarra Place
in South Melbourne there. I think it's going to be a great day. Bit of Terps and Tucker, some coffee.
I'm looking forward to seeing you all. And Mac, if you come by personally, you guys, I'll buy you a round or seven.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I could.
Look, I would love to be there, but I won't be in Melbourne. Oh. Otherwise, I would be there.
I reckon
I could waddle down. I might even catch the train.
Sal, thanks for coming in. We've run out of time. Best wishes for the new year and New Year's Day, of course.
Thanks very much.
And thanks for your support of Joy.
Love you guys.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.